Hey, welcome to the Sidebar. This is season four. This season, I'm going to be talking mostly about fitness and about anything else that comes to mind. Hope you guys tune in, hope you guys share, and I hope it's a blessing to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is September. What is this? Today's date. September 24th. Happy Friday. Great Friday. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm actually walking outside. Today I walked my 7-year-old to school. The house we live in is obviously walking distance from the school, and so she likes to ride her bike. I'll say it's a little over walking distance. It's walking distance because I did it. But she likes to ride a bike. That's usually her and mom thing. They ride the bikes on Fridays. And mom is still recovering from the minor surgery. Not sure how this wind sounded to you guys, but we'll see. It's terrible. You'll never hear this. But if it's okay, we'll rock with it. But anyway, so mom still recovering. So dad is on foot because dad has a stationary bike, but he doesn't have a regular bike. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm walking. I ended up walking / jogging to keep up with my little girl. She thought it was funny. Plus I had the book bag. Like, so not only am I on foot, but then I had to carry her book bag, which that's what dads do anyway. So that's been my morning, and I'm gonna walk back out. And boom, perfect opportunity to record a sidebar. Shout out to my man Justin, listening to the sidebar. We gotta get Justin on the show. Justin, for those that don't know, was last round's E2M grand prize winner. I think I might have mentioned that before. Won a total of $10,000. Yeah, Justin's still waiting on my cut, man, if you listen. Nah, I'm just kidding. But I ain't. I'm just kidding. But anyway, y'all, so super excited about the weekend. I'm maybe able to play some basketball tomorrow. Like, I'm excited about that. Got invited to play basketball at a church tomorrow morning at 6:30. So if anybody know a word of prayer, please pray for me. Pray for my ankles and my knees that I can participate without any major injury that would slow down or mess up my fitness journey. That's pretty much my biggest fear, is just getting hurt. So other than that, we're good. We're excited. We're ready. How you doing? Yeah, so we're good to go on that. That'll be at 6:30 in the morning. And we'll see if I still got it, man. Hadn't been out there. Just weighing 200 pounds. Last time I was on the court, I probably was still about 250, 260. I mean, I still could hoop at that size. Just, the moves are different when you're lighter. We'll see. Oh, man. But it's a beautiful day in North Carolina. A little chill, little fall action going. I love fall weather, fall season. It's probably my favorite. I think I like fall more than spring. It's a different vibe, man. So, but I guess if this is just kind of random, me talking and walking, but if I want to leave you with something for the weekend, you guys that listen to the sidebar for a while know that I have a gift and a curse, and it's the same thing. And that gift and curse is my drive and my consistency. It's a gift when you're dealing with, you know, straight up goals like E2M, getting fit, losing, you know, 50 plus pounds. It's a curse when that drive, that focus, that consistency causes you to neglect other things. And so this is me being transparent. And as you go into the weekend, I'm definitely going to reflect on this, but make sure whatever goals you're after, whatever thing you're chasing, whether it's a business, whether it's fitness, whatever it is, make sure you don't neglect other aspects of your life, like your spiritual aspect. Make sure you don't neglect that. Make sure you don't neglect your spouse if you have a spouse. Make sure you don't let those things feel like second fiddle. Because if you do that, then you're losing. You know, you could be fit, you could be in shape, you can run and jump and play. But if someone you love don't feel like they're important because of your super focus, then it's not a win, it's a loss. So going into the weekend, think about those things. Think about just, you know, being a well-rounded person. It's okay to have drive and poise. I mean, I have it. But I have to learn to not neglect other things and make sure my wife don't feel like she's in second or third place, you know? And that's just really transparent. So, I don't know. Maybe this episode is called Priorities or something. I don't know. Or Second Fiddle. I like that. Hey, man. I really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. And I appreciate you sharing. Let me know. It's super encouraging. I hope it's helpful for you. I hope this, my calming, soothing voice is helpful, even if what I'm saying don't help. But if it does, I would love to hear from you. I would love inbox or anything, man. Just holler at me, man. I love feedback. That's the thing about podcasting. You're talking. Right now, I'm walking and talking to nobody, looking like a crazy man. And you don't know if people like it or listening or subscribe or whatever. So, all right, y'all. Don't let important stuff become second fiddle. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Thank you for listening to The Sidebar. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it blessed you in some kind of way. And make sure you leave a review, 5-star review, as well as let somebody know about the podcast. Also, The Sidebar is just a sidebar. So there's an original bar at thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you click on all the tabs there and explore and hear not just our podcast, but all the other podcasts that are in the network. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time on The Sidebar.